DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, in recent weeks, our Today FM course correspondent Frank Graney has been telling us about Raymond Shorten, the Dublin taxi driver who firstly abused a seven-year-old girl just 7 years of age over a decade ago. And I should give the warning to listeners, particularly if you do have younger ears listening to your radio, be it in the car, the kitchen or whatever, that you may want to turn it down for a little while, because this is most distressing what we're going to be discussing for the next little while. But after he did that, this man, Shorten, went on to rape two female passengers in his taxi cab in 2020-22. Fortunately, he's going to spend a long time in prison, more than most convicted murderers. He has been handed what's effectively a 30-year prison sentence for all his sexual offending. This is Raymond Shorten of Melrose Crescent in Clondalkin. Our Today FM course correspondent Frank Graney joins us now. Frank, thank you very much. 30 years. How is that sentence made up, please?
Well, obviously he was sentenced on Monday, as we spoke about on the show, for the abuse of that young girl over a decade ago. He received a 13-year prison sentence. And you may remember at that stage, he was supposed to be sentenced on Monday for the offences that took place in his taxi over the summer of 2022. It was adjourned on that occasion to allow Mr. Justice Paul McDermott to consider the sentence that was handed down on Monday. And you and I spoke about whether or not he would hand down a consecutive or a concurrent sentence. But he decided to hand down a consecutive sentence of 17 years. So as you put it, that is effectively a 30-year prison sentence. It is remarkable. It is a whopper of a prison sentence.
And utterly deserved.
Well, as I was about to say, in Raymond Shorten, you won't find a man more deserving of a sentence like that. Far too often we're talking about the leniency of sentences handed down in our courts, especially for sex crimes. That was certainly not the case today. To put it into perspective, if Raymond Shorten behaves himself behind bars, and we heard that he is working in the laundry room 7 days a week in the prison, and he is behaving himself, he will be entitled to a standard remission of 25%. So that'll shave about 7.5 years off his sentence, but he'll still have to serve 22.5 years, which, as you said, is higher than the average sentence served by most convicted murderers. He's 50 now. He'll be in his 70s by the time that he is eligible to apply for parole. Aside from the rehabilitation of an offender, sentencing must also be about punishment. It must be about deterrence. Our laws, our courts should reflect the society that they serve. And hopefully today's sentence will be a reminder that violence against women in its many ugly forms is never acceptable. It will not be tolerated and will be punished appropriately.
You went through the details, that shocking, shocking case earlier the week of the seven-year-old girl who he abused, who he raped a month after her mother had died. That was then. We won't go back on that now, but just remind us of the background to the two cases of the two young women whom he took advantage of and raped in his taxi cab, for which he showed no remorse and, in his defence, told the most unbelievable stories.
Yeah, truly remarkable the way he approached this case. In fact, both cases. On the 14th of June, he was found guilty of raping the two female passengers. The women did not know each other. These attacks took place on separate nights over the summer of 2022. The jury took just over an hour to convict him on all charges. I thought that was very telling. It was unanimous. The first woman was just 19 years of age at the time. She had gone out for a few drinks with her work colleagues. She had 5 pints of cider, which was a lot for her. She said that she was very drunk. She became separated from her friends later that night. She ended up getting into Raymond Shorten's taxi in the early hours. She hadn't actually hailed a taxi. Raymond Shorten preyed on her that night. He made two U-turns. He was seen on CCTV making two U-turns before picking her up. She was obviously well under the influence. It was plain to see on the camera footage shown to the jury. She was stumbling, clearly drunk. He took advantage of that, no doubt about it. She described slipping in and out of consciousness on the way home. She told the jury she was sitting in the front passenger seat. She remembered him driving really slowly until he came to a stop. And at that point, she told the jury that he climbed on top of her, pulled down her trousers, tossed her into the back of the taxi as if she weighed nothing, and that's where he raped her. The second woman then was just 20 at the time. She had just turned 20. She too had been out with some friends. She was also quite drunk. After leaving a nightclub, she went for some food. She then decided to get a taxi home, even though she was supposed to stay with a friend. And unfortunately, she too got into Raymond Shorten's taxi. She suffered a similar fate to the young woman that he raped 2 months beforehand. She said that she fell asleep in the back of the taxi, awoke to find the car stopped, Raymond Shorten on top of her, having sex with her. His defence, as you say, he was arrested. He was easily tracked down. He was arrested. He had some prepared statements for the Gardaí when these allegations were put to him. Remarkably, he claimed that everything that happened with the two young women was consensual, and he even suggested that they had been the instigators.
Judge McDermott made some very interesting comments, I think, today about violence to women. What did he have to say?
He did. He made some very powerful remarks in terms of how this case once again highlights violence against women in our society and the steps which they're encouraged to take or forced to take to avoid being attacked or to minimise the risk of being attacked. And he said that it reflects the reality that women too often become the subject of sexual or other forms of physical violence when they go out to simply enjoy themselves. He also spoke about the significant breach of trust in this case. Raymond Shorten was a taxi driver. These women were not known to him. They both found themselves in his taxi at the end of their respective nights out. They should have felt safe there. Our society bestows a huge amount of trust in our taxi drivers to bring us to our destination safely. And the sad reality is that we live in a world where young girls are warned not to take a bus or to walk home alone after a night out. They're told the safest option is to take a taxi. And Mr. Justice Paul McDermott described that option today as a reasonable one. And he said that that's one of the reasons why this particular case resonates so much with people who rely on that trust and support for themselves and their family members when hailing or advising others to take a taxi home at all hours of the day and night. And that breach of trust, he said, was clearly to be regarded as an aggravated feature of the offences committed in the case.
Extremely sensible comments, sir, from Justice Paul McDermott. He also had interesting things to say in relation to the construction of the sentence. We referred to it earlier, but it is something that comes up a lot, Frank, this idea about people getting concurrent sentences for different crimes. So they might get a sentence of 8 years for something, 9 years for something else, but it's all served at the one time. So tell us a little bit about his decision to make these sentences consecutive to each other and also to the one that he knew had been imposed earlier this week for the rape of the 7-year-old girl.
Yeah, well, aside from the enormous breach of trust that I've just spoken about, the fact that Raymond Shorten was a taxi driver, the fact that the women should have felt safe and the knowledge that he would bring them home safe and sound, the judge also referenced other aggravation factors in the case that would have worked against him, especially, of course, his recent conviction for child abuse. Back in May, Raymond Shorten, as we know and as we've already mentioned, was convicted of raping and sexually assaulting a 7-year-old girl over a decade ago. He was handed that 13-year prison sentence on Monday. He knew the girl's family, and the jury in that case heard distressing details that I won't go into again today. The fact that he went on to rape the two young women as a much older man, some 10 years or so later in his late 40s, was considered to be significant. A sentencing judge doesn't just look at the offence. We all know that. He or she must look beyond that, take a good look at whoever committed the offence. And the fact that as a man in his late 30s, Raymond Shorten abused this vulnerable 7-year-old girl, again, took advantage of her after her mother's funeral. Well, that told the court all it needed to know about Raymond Shorten. Justice McDermott said it was clear that he was and that he remains a danger to others. The fact that he continues to deny any wrongdoing, refused to accept the verdicts of both juries was also an aggravating factor. The lack of an apology or any sign of remorse undoubtedly compounds a survivor's trauma and suffering and rightly denies people like Raymond Shorten any sort of discount that they would have received if they were genuinely sorry for what they did. He certainly doesn't seem to be. Raymond Shorten caused untold damage to the survivors of his predatory attacks, both physical and mental damage. The judge said that he had humiliated and demeaned the young women. He had taken advantage of them while they were drunk. He said that he had effectively preyed on them and knew exactly what he was doing. Matt, when we spoke earlier in the week about the sentence that he received for abusing that young girl. We wondered whether or not today's sentence would run consecutively or concurrently. But not only did the judge have to consider whether it should run alongside or after that earlier sentence handed down on Monday, he also had to decide whether the two taxi rape sentences should run consecutive or concurrently to one another. There was 2 months between those particular offences. There is always a presumption in favour of concurrent sentences, but Mr Justice McDermott did not believe that was appropriate in this case. He acknowledged the sentence imposed in respect of the child sexual abuse was completely separate, clearly distinguishable to the later offences, but he said the fact that Raymond Shorten made the choice to rape again twice after what he did to that young girl had to be reflected in today's sentence. He handed down a 9-year sentence for the first taxi rape and a consecutive 8-year sentence for the second. That's a total of 17 years. And then crucially and remarkably, he directed that it be served after he has finished serving the child abuse sentence. So that is an effective 30-year prison sentence.
Now, just to finish though, Frank, does that mean it's likely that Shorten will appeal against that, that his lawyers will go back in and say that this sentence is too much?
Well, we don't know for sure, but I think that is a safe bet. He doesn't accept the verdicts of either jury. He still maintains he did nothing wrong. And most tellingly, one of his barristers today applied to have their legal aid extended in the event of an appeal. So watch this space. But today, Matt, I'm sure you'd agree, is all about justice being served for those three survivors, three young women. A sexual predator has been taken off the streets for a long time, and it's all because of their bravery and coming forward. So I think we as a society owe them a great deal. And I really hope that all three of them are proud of themselves today, because as hard as it is to come forward and to make a complaint in the first instance, it's even harder to take the stand against people like Raymond Shorten. And hopefully today's sentence paves the way for more survivors of sexual violence to come forward, because there is support out there. You will find a friendly ear, you will be believed, and you will get your justice.
Thank you so much for that, Frank Graney, Today FM Courts correspondent, and concur entirely that hopefully that this will do something good for the victims of that appalling individual, Raymond Shorten.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.